OT After Dark is a podcast run by two occupational therapists and is for adults only. We believe that sex and sexual pleasure are a human right for consenting adults, regardless of ability, age, gender, or sexual orientation. We discuss topics that cover a wide variety of intimacy and sexual practices. To be true to our strong views regarding inclusivity, we use common and slang terms regarding sexual topics, which may be considered explicit. Listener discretion is advised.
We have exciting news to share. We recently partnered with DirectRec, a free app for OT practitioners, PT practitioners, and speech-language pathologists.
DirectRec helps clinicians to find peer-vetted products, and we recently have added our own recommendations of products on DirectRec for sexual health and wellness.
We helped DirectRec get a little extra sexy. DirectRec helps clinicians share products and other digital info, like YouTube videos and Google Docs, with their clients.
DirectRec helps you to track clients' follow-through on your product recommendations. So to start using DirectRec, click on the link on our website at otafterdark.com or in our social media bios.
Hello, welcome to OT After Dark. I'm Kay.
And I'm JJ.
And we're both occupational therapists.
And we're here talking to you about sex. So on this week's episode, we came across the website for Sports Sheets, which is a sex toy company specializing in bondage. And on their website, they have this great section called The Best Sex Toys and Sexual Positioning Devices for People with Disabilities, where they say that sex is for everyone, which pretty much aligns with what our mission is here on OT After Dark. And they say at Sports Sheets, our mission is to help everyone enjoy the intimate thrills of sexual relations.
So I took a shot and I sent a message to Sports Sheets last week and was very excited when they got back to me. And their CEO and founder, Tom Stewart, gave me a call last week and agreed to do an interview with us for our podcast.
And here is our interview with Tom. Enjoy.
All right. So we're here with Tom Stewart from Sports. How you doing? We're so excited that you agreed to this.
Well, I was jazzed when I got your email and we started talking on the phone, and I am so happy to find occupational therapists that are interested in this line of work. And I think there's a lot more of them than I thought there were.
Well, yeah, I wanted to say I was so excited that you and your company clearly knew what occupational therapy was.
Yes, that is huge
because we're not always used to that.
Well, you know, I've been working with some occupational therapists over the past few years, and it's been, I would say, very helpful to the mission that we're trying to do, and that's to make, sexual adaptive devices for people with spinal cord injuries and other disabilities. And it was what really wasn't until the occupational therapist came along that we realized that we have products that we make at Sports Sheets that able-bodied people use that can be very, very handy for people with spinal cord injuries and other disabilities to use to adapt for, you know, primarily different positions and things, stabilization, things like that. So, yeah, I'm jazzed to meet you both.
How did you make that initial connection to the occupational therapist or therapist?
Well, we've been probably through ASEC, you know, the American Association of Sex Counselors, Educators, and Therapists. I've been going to ASEC meetings for 20 years. And, invariably there's occupational therapists that I've met, physical therapists there that have, a kind of a side interest in human sexuality. So it's a lot through them. And then I've been doing some work with wounded vets through the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, the Road to Recovery program. And so there's been a lot of occupational therapists that have turned out for that show. you know, for those trade shows, not really a trade show, but it's more like a retreat for the wounded vets and their family. So, you know, I've gotten more and more exposure to OTs. And then recently, in the last 2 years, I've done some work at Mount Sinai in New York in their spinal cord injury unit. And what I've done is we've taken our products. They had some conferences with not only other OTs and physicians at Mount Sinai, but also the patients as well. So there was like a 2-day in service. One day the physicians went, the second day the physicians and the OTs went, and then the second day all the spinal cord injury patients that were associated with Mount Sinai came in. And one of the OTs was doing a presentation on sexual positionings and adaptive devices, and featured a lot of our products in there. And then as I was listening to her, I was kind of going, wow, we make a lot of products that really can help. Hey,
you really look into that. So wait, let me tell you an interesting story. This weekend, we went to a few like sex toy shops in our area to kind of check the accessibility things and see what was out there. And the very first one we went to, the sales clerk came up, asked us if she could help us, and we explained what we were doing. And we asked, like, what if there was anything in the store that she would recommend to somebody with a physical disability. She immediately said, yeah, there's two things, and they were both your products. It was the thigh strap-on and the Everlaster stud, which were things that we had both been looking at.
Right.
Could you talk a little bit about those two products?
Well, okay, we'll do the first one. The Everlaster stud, it's a strap-on harness for guys. And it's there's a prosthetic penis, a dildo, a hollow dildo, and that goes over, or the strap on itself, which is sort of like an adjustable jock strap, fits on over this dildo. And for guys that have ED, or you know, in a lot of the cases for the vets, you know, genital injuries, no genitals at all. Mm-hmm. This isn't the greatest, but it's something, you know, it's something for the guy to be able to penetrate his partner. And, you know, it's the shared intimacy that we're going for here when we're dealing with, you know, spinal cord injury and couples. You know, one person may not be able to have the old sensation, but their partner can, you know, the able-bodied partner can certainly feel it. And it's more of a mental connection, you know, spiritual connection that the couples have. And that's really where we kind of focused in on the efforts that we were making with the injured vets and the difference we could make in that whole kind of, you know, couples connection. And that's really what's kind of kicked me off, rather than just, you know, just selling more product. It's like, oh, these things make a difference. The other one, the thigh strap on, is essentially, it's just a neoprene sleeve with a hole in it, and you put a dildo, like say if a guy's in a wheelchair, he puts a dildo on his thigh and then puts this neoprene strap over the dildo and then wraps it tight, kind of like an ace bandage, and so the dildo is held firmly in place on top of his thigh, and then his partner can climb onto it almost like a stripper giving a guy a lap dance. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And can penetrate herself if it's a guy and a girl couple, she can penetrate herself and they can be right on eye level and have some pretty interesting sex that way. And that's not just for disabled people, and that's, you know, that really kind of came out of the whole able-bodied community. But I'll tell you the interesting story about how that came to become more of an adaptive device. We were up in a public trade show in Canada, and there was a couple in a wheelchair, and there was a guy in a wheelchair, and we had our Velcro compatible bed sheet there. It was the sport sheet. That was our very first product 25 years ago. And with this Velcro bed sheet, you can stick anything with Velcro to this thing and it'll stay put. It's pretty cool. And one of these things we had was a Velcro rectangle with a donut hole cut in it, and we would roll a pillow up almost to like a tube shape, and then we'd stick the dildo in through this pad with a hole in it, and stick it to the pillowcase so it would stick up. It would be like a dildo sticking straight up out of a pillowcase.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And so we were selling that as a kit. And the guy looks at that and says, "Hey, this would be pretty cool if I could wrap this around my thigh and have this dildo sticking up." And he took the two pieces and he put them on his leg in his wheelchair. And his girlfriend looked at him and she climbed right on top of him, just like she was going to give him a lap dance. And you know, I looked at the other salesperson there and I said, "You know, I think we got a new product." and that's how that came to be. There was actually, you know, I mean, that was the genesis of that, was from somebody in a wheelchair, you know, with the kind of mindset that's like, you know, there are other ways you can use common devices for sexual positioning. And that's how we found a lot of our products. Even our sports cuffs, our neoprene handcuffs, turned into a G-spot link, which is a device that they're like two cuffs that wrap around the ankles, like surf leashes or you know, wrist or ankle cuffs. And then they connect with a buckle and an adjustable length nylon strap. Mm-hmm. And the person, if it's a woman, can lay on her back with these things around her ankles, and her partner, if it's a guy, can take his hand and pick him up and lift her legs up, mm-hmm. and then move them all over the place. Mm-hmm. And as we've done different videos and things with people with spinal cord injuries, they love this. So anyway, that's just what we found, is we really haven't adapted products for people with spinal cord injuries, but those products work fabulously for people that have other, you know, other abilities. So it's been pretty cool. And then we started making some products specifically for, some positioning products specifically for people with spinal cord injuries that are pretty exciting too. And they're all pretty simple, but it's mostly helping couples get their partners stabilized in a position if they can't move their legs, or if they can't move their arms, or if they've just got limited mobility. And it's met with some pretty great success.
I really appreciate on your website, and if you don't mind, we'll share links to all of this on our website so people can find it. But
great.
One of the things that I was really happy to see is you had a special page for people with cerebral palsy. And I know one of the things JJ and I talk about a lot is there's kind of this idea that people born with a disability don't have that desire for intimate relationships.
There's kind of like this idea that they are asexual within society, which we know is not true.
So yeah, I really appreciate that you went beyond just spinal cord injury and wounded vets. Was that something that was like a conversation at your company?
No, it was. It really came from the community. You know, the more I got to know different people with different levels of injuries. You know, I never kind of started off with, "This is just for this section." You know, I've just been kind of an open book on this whole thing, and went, "Hey, if that could work for you, that's awesome. Or let me tweak this. Let us tweak this product and make it more, you know, let's customize this and see if it'll work." And we've done a lot of that. We've done a lot of onesies, you know, where people will call in. Yeah, right. I mean, you guys probably make a lot of your own stuff, don't you? You know, I mean, you have to.
You have to be very crafty with things.
Right.
I mean, interesting. Right. I just yesterday put a little tweet out saying, like, hey, OTs, have you ever considered using bondage toys as positioning devices? And it definitely piqued some interest in the occupational therapy world. Like, oh, I hadn't, but now I'm thinking of it.
Right. Yeah, and you know, obviously you have to use the right ones. Like a pair of cuffs around a person's ankles can be used, you know, if let's just say it's a woman on her back who has a spinal cord injury, can't move her legs. Her partner can put a pair of you know, ankle cuffs on and lift her legs up, move them all around, you know, position them, and it works great. Spreader bars can work great. You know, if a person's got an injury where they don't have any sensation below their waist, but they have use of their arms, and they can then participate. You know, in a spreader bar, the person on the bed can grab onto the spreader bar and pull, you know, toward their head, changing the position of their hips, opening up their legs. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things you can use, mm-hmm. and you have to be careful about, you know, skin friction, you know, shearing, those kind of yeah. things. You got to use the right products, and that's one of the reasons I think people like our sport sheets products, is because the majority of them are made out of neoprene, which is like a scuba suit mm-hmm. material. Mm-hmm. And it's very soft, you know, I mean, it's meant to stay in your skin for hours. And, so, but yeah, a lot of different bondage equipment can be utilized, and especially the sensation toys. You know, mm-hmm. we make feather ticklers, and we make these little metal chain bead ticklers that you can dip into hot and cold water mm-hmm. and use those as sensation devices. And, you know, of course, paddles and things like that, you know, if they're used gently in the right way. There's a lot of things. Do you guys know what a Wartenberg wheel is? For testing nerves? Okay. It looks like a pinwheel that you would, that are used sometimes for pattern cutting. Okay. It's a wheel with little spikes on it. Okay. And they're pretty sharp spikes. And used correctly, these can be very stimulating. They're called a Wartenberg wheel. You can get them for $7-$8, you know, on anybody's website.
Mm-hmm. I also liked, I know in the video you sent me, there was, they were bringing up, I think it was in that video, but the use of the like sex slings as positioning devices, and also for people who kind of fatigue easily. I thought that was very
interesting. Right.
Yeah.
Did, I think you're talking about the video that was on the Mount Sinai website.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the I think it's what sexuality.org or it's sexualitysci.org. Yeah.
And we'll share that link on our website too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because that's got, you know, obviously that it's a great example for a lot of your people that we're seeing. Yeah, I'd be interested in bondage stuff for them to have a look at that. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, a picture's worth 1,000 words. Those videos are probably worth about 5,000.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just like, oh my God, I never thought I could use a door jam sex sling for somebody, you know, for a couple that has a disability. It's like, yahoo, move over and let's get it on.
Well, and right. like you brought up the tickler and those things, like the idea that the erogenous zones might change if you have a loss of sensation and things like that can really help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it, you know, a blindfold can really help with that too. You know, mm-hmm. if you put a blindfold on a person and you know they're just sitting in their wheelchair, you know where a feather touches or just your fingers touch, you know which ear you blow in, it's amazing what sensation can do and how that can become foreplay and a sexual experience all in one.
Right. And even just for the fact of like becoming more comfortable with their bodies and just kind of having that opportunity to explore their bodies.
Right. Right. And, you know, as OTs, you know, that there's a lot of setup for anything to mm-hmm. go to the bathroom, to take a bath, mm-hmm. to get into bed, to transfer. Everything has a procedure. And a lot of these things too, you know, it's like, okay, let's drag out the sex toys, you know. Yeah. But it's really no different than, okay, let's drag out the transfer chair or let's drag out the changing table. You know, it requires a little bit of planning now, mm-hmm. You know, some extra sheets, some waterproof sheets maybe. And I think once people kind of get comfortable with that, yeah, you've obviously got to schedule time for sex, which is, you know, probably not the greatest, but I think a lot of able-bodied couples find that with their busy schedules, they got to do that anyway. You know, right. Hey, Wednesday night's sex night, kick the kids out. We're gonna get, you know, so I think once, you know, if couples have been, especially newly injured people, I think you find that they're reluctant to everything's new, right? And everything's different. It's more complicated. It's everything's a procedure, and for God's sake, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But I think as people come around and they realize, okay, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this, sex is next. You know, sex is always on their mind, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like one of the first things after an injury. It's like, you know, well, can I have sex again? And and that's one of the last things that is, the whole medical occupational therapy, that's one of the last things that we get to, isn't it?
It is.
And
yeah.
We're trying to change that.
Yeah, that's what we're doing here.
We're trying to get that conversation going earlier on.
Yeah. I think, you know, a lot of, I've heard the complaint that a lot of doctors just sort of pass it off. You know, they pass it downstream. They say, well, we'll let somebody else deal with that. You know, I've done as much as I can for you physically. We'll let the OTs and the PTs, you know, figure that out. And they run screaming out of the room, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think that as more and more of your group gets together and mm-hmm. talks about this and comes up with some other solutions in addition to what we have, it makes it a lot easier. You know, right now, there's a few choices out there, you know, 10 or 15, maybe, you know, products, really. Maybe 20 if you really stretch it. And that's not a lot, you know, there's not a lot to choose from.
That brings me to a question. I was just reading an article about a man, I think in Canada, that's crowdfunding right now to do research and design for accessibility of sex toys. So actually like if you have arthritis and you can't manipulate the buttons or things like that. Have you guys considered looking into that? Making sure people can.
Yeah, and you know, I remember
things like that.
And you know, I talked to him, I can't remember the guy's name, but I talked to him, and then we both got busy, and we haven't reconnected, unfortunately. But I really liked what he was doing, mm-hmm. And it was, you know, it was kind of in the same line that we're doing, not you know, competing products or anything like that. But I just think the concept of being able to put people with disabilities into a regular product and retrofit it, you know, mm-hmm. whether it's through a different kind of handle for a vibrator, I think is probably one of the easiest examples to use. You know, if you're familiar with like a Hitachi, you know, magic mm-hmm. wand, it's fairly long. It can be a little heavy. And if you've got limited mobility in your hands, that thing's probably not going to work for you. So there are other products out there now. There are some kind of like firm pillows or shaped wedges with holes in them that those like a magic wand can be inserted mm-hmm. into. Mm-hmm. And then your helper or, you know, you can just sort of snuggle the thing up next to you and position it so it would hit the woman right on the clitoris. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's little things like that. And that's kind of more into the homemade, you know, category until more manufacturing companies realize, hey, there's a need out here for people. Let's make some, you know, let's make some better adaptive devices.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So any final thoughts you want to share with us?
Well, we're going to continue to do this. We currently don't make any money on it. We're pretty much giving these things away as we kind of make them up because I've been sort of treating this whole section of our business as a market test, I guess. Do mm-hmm. these things work? You know, because we care about our quality at Sport Sheets mm-hmm. and what we make products that do what we say they're going to do. And not being disabled, I can't objectively test a product out. Mm-hmm. So we send a lot of this stuff out and we don't ask for money when we're doing tests and things like that. And we've gotten some great feedback. And it just, every time we get feedback, you know, in the positive, it just keeps me going because it's like, wow, this really changed our lives. You know, I get those kind of emails and so it's worth it. So mm-hmm. if your audience has some ideas, if occupational therapists out there are listening, or, you know, people with SCIs that have some ideas, hey, I'd like to be able to do this, but I can't because of, you know, fill in the blank, let us know. Let okay. us know what the conditions are, and we'll go to work and we'll see if we can't, you know, find some fixes. So that's what I love to do. And that's, you know, that's how we've gone from one product to over 400 products in 25 years. And, you know, we'll be doing this for another 25 years. So
that's great.
Thank you so much for calling in. And I'm hoping I hope if we don't see you this year at the national conference, we'll see you next year at the national
Yes.
I would really like to attend that. And I've been talking to my wife, Kimberly, about getting down there. So that's the one in April in New Orleans, right? The AOTA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we'll both be there.
Yeah.
Let us know if you're going to.
Oh, you will.
Yeah.
Okay. Well then that almost cinches it. I got to come meet you too.
Yeah. All right, Tom.
Carla and JJ, thank you so much for giving me a call. I really appreciate the conversation with you both.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Have a great evening.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Tom. We certainly did.
I just love him.
I think he's pretty fantastic. I think he may have been an OT practitioner in another life.
Oh, absolutely he was.
Maybe one of our founders.
Yeah, yep.
So don't forget, you can find us at OT After Dark on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
You can also find us at otafterdark.com, where we will have the link to Sportsheets and their products, as well as their articles on sexual positioning devices and sex toys for people with disabilities.
So we're going to leave you for now, but don't forget, sex is an ADL.
Cheers!
Next time on OT After Dark, we bring you Sex Toys Part 2. This time we really focused on sex toys as adaptive equipment.
And next time we are going to look at accessibility of sex toys, where we are going to go out into our local sex toy stores and see what is the accessibility of the sex toys and the availability of accessible sex toys. So next episode coming soon.
But not coming too soon.
Cheers!